Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is John Batchelor speaking with colleague Annie Fixler at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies about cybersecurity at hospitals, at all medical facilities. It's not much. And the bad actors such as ransomware, tying up your details and your files until you pay a certain sum, are in the headline news now and again. London hospitals were hit recently badly. Many firms where they get hit by ransomware don't publicize it afterwards, just pay the fee. Annie identifies, however, one vulnerability that not only can't afford it, but also is the most likely to be hit. Rural hospitals, she explains. And what is to be done, she also explains. Cybersecurity and medical facilities indefinitely into the future. More of this tonight.
Nationally, there is a huge shortage of cybersecurity personnel. It is a giant workforce problem that both the private sector and the U.S. government are focused on. And that's great. We need to train a lot more young people and to get them into this field. And there are lots of initiatives going on to get them trained and to get more people interested in cybersecurity. That's great. And that is going to address the broader workforce problem. For rural hospitals themselves, there is also a budget problem, right? They can't afford to hire these people even if those people existed. We have been looking at the use of what are called virtual CISOs or fractional CISOs, chief information security officers. So what if you didn't have to buy a whole person and have a full-time staff member? What if you could split the costs of a cybersecurity expert between a couple hospitals or between a couple organizations as a way to get cybersecurity expertise to those who need it, but otherwise can't afford it. So there's lots of different kinds of solutions, but that is one that we have been particularly exploring to get the cybersecurity expertise to the people who need it most, but can't afford it.